Tiffany Parker is currently serving her third term as La Plata County Clerk and Recorder. Parker has been involved in the election process for 24 years, and nothing could prepare her for conducting an election during a pandemic. But this year's June 30th primary election especially, Parker is encouraging all residents to vote by mail. Colorado is one of five states in the nation that's fully prepared for voting by mail, and Parker herself was one of the pioneers to bring that to the state in 2010. Although Colorado Governor Jared Polis and the Secretary of State have determined that in-person voting will still be provided, Parker says that roughly 2% of La Plata County residents choose to vote in person. And if you go to the polls on June 30th this year, it will look a lot different than it has in the past.
We will be asking if the lines do get long, we may have to, you know, put people outside and have them stand in line. We will be asking, I can't require it, but we were asking that they wear their masks. And the election judges, it will look different because they're going to be behind plexiglass. And it's going to be a little bit more time because we're going to be disinfecting the equipment after every vote. So there'll be that little bit of delayed time. But if people need us, and also I want to make sure because we have the people know we have the ADA accessible equipment. So for individuals that need that, we are going to ensure that you still have that opportunity.
Parker says if you want to change your party affiliation, the deadline is on June 1st. Residents can do so by going to govotecolorado.gov. Military and overseas ballots went out this past Friday, and ballots for county residents will go out on June 8th. Parker says this year, residents can expect results to take longer than they have in the past.
Election results may be delayed just a little bit longer than normal because we cannot bring in the number of people that we usually utilize to process the ballots. So it's going to take more time, and most people wait to drop their ballot off until the very, very end. So we get a large volume of ballots on election day.
For the primary election, La Plata County residents will vote on two county commissioner races and the district attorney. They will also choose their candidates for State House, U.S. House, U.S. Senate, and the State Board of Education. Parker says that voting by mail is more convenient, especially for residents of rural areas in La Plata County.
If you work in Durango and you live out in Allison and you got to get there before the polls close, it's challenging for people. We do see a higher turnout with the mail ballot in the odd years. The even years, people were going to vote on president no matter what. We see people feeling more educated about how they're casting their vote.
There will be two open locations for in-person voting. One at the La Plata County Clerk and Recorder's Office in Durango, and the other at Bayfield Town Hall. Parker says that in the event of a COVID-19 outbreak, she will have the La Plata County Fairgrounds to use as a backup resource.
I'll probably have that third site just in case. We will be asking people to please, if you do choose to come in person, if you can leave your kids at home or, you know, take turns and have, you know, a spouse sit out in the car with your kiddos and if you just don't have to come through that door, don't.
In total, there are five 24-hour Dropbox locations located throughout the county, one at Farmers Fresh in Ignacio, Bayfield Town Hall, the Clerk and Recorder's Office in Durango, the County Administration Building, and their newest location at Fort Lewis College near the Concert Hall. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.